We are now joined by the winner of the NASCAR Xfinity Dash for Cash prize. Noah Gregson, yeah, you picked up your third check of the season. Where is it?
I asked them again, where is it at? And they don't know.
Unbelievable. But you know what? Hey, it is $100,000. Walk us through your race today and what it means to you to win the NASCAR Xfinity Dash for Cash prize.
I was turning up the volume. No, it means a tremendous amount to our team and all our partners at Junior Motorsports to have a fast Camaro. And it's just a great day for Junior Motorsports as a whole. You know, Justin finishing first, Josh second, and then us finishing fourth. We got beat there on the final pit stop, which kind of hurt us and lost some positions. But, you know, the pit crew did awesome today. Just clean up a little bit of stuff on my end and whatnot, but overall it was a great day. We led laps, but $100,000 bonus for the third time in a row, that's great, but I'm ready to win races, and we've had speed each and every race. Just need to capitalize on the fine details, and but overall, like I said, yeah, great team day for Junior Motorsports. Three of them in the top five, and you know, we'll take it.
Well, we are joined now by today's runner-up and your teammate, Josh Berry. Josh, a strong run out there again today. Walk us through your race from your perspective, please.
Yeah, it was a good run for sure for us. We just tried to be patient early on, starting 24th, and just tried to bide my time and just work to the front. Really, every race for us this year, we've been fast enough to run in the top five. We've just had errors, and today we executed really well. Really, kind of. You know, I was thinking it would have been a great day to run in the top five, and then we executed really well on pit road and got some track position through strategy, and we had a chance to win. So, you know, those last couple restarts were tough, man. Just you know, did really well, I think, on two of them, and one of them, you know, Justin was able to get by me there. Just overall, it's still a good day. I'm disappointed not to win, but, you know, happy to be here and happy to, you know, just have opportunity at these races.
Good deal. We're going to open the floor for questions. Our first question is going to come from Cole Cusimano. Go ahead with your question, Cole.
Thank you, Matt. Congrats on a great run, gentlemen. This question is for Josh. You've done a great job all year in the Xfinity Series. I'm curious if any deals have kind of materialized for the second half of 2021 with Sam Mayer taking over the 8 pretty soon. I guess whether it's NASCAR or other forms of racing.
No. In short, no. You know, I'm available to talk to really anybody and do whatever, but, really I've had one conversation maybe, but, you know, this is Sam's ride the second half of the season. I knew that going into this. And, you know, I think we Dale was very adamant in giving me this opportunity and just hoping something special could happen. And, you know, we've already won, almost won today and run second. I mean, I don't really know what else I have to prove. We just try to keep working at it and try to sponsor sponsorship and just be able to try to find a way to put a deal together for next year, really.
Thank you. And Noah, any additional plans for this extra 100K?
Same old deal. The portions that I get divided up between the team and pit crew guys. And like Talladega, it's a team sport, and just thankful for the opportunity, thankful to be in fast race cars. And, you know, I'm not the one winning the money. It's all of us. So another $100,000, that's big. It makes me hate taxes even more. But the benefits are pretty good.
Thank you, guys. Good job today.
Thank you.
Our next question is going to come from Adam Fenwick. Go ahead with your question, Adam.
Hi, thank you. My question is also for Josh Berry. Josh, those of us that have followed your career, we're not too terribly surprised at your success at Martinsville, but what about Darlington spoke to you today? Why were you so good on this hard abrasive track today?
Yeah, I definitely felt more comfortable just with how the tires wore and just allowing that little bit of an element into the racing. I mean, that's kind of what I'm used to racing. And all these short tracks around here in North Carolina, South Carolina, and you know, maybe that felt a little bit more normal, but you know, really we had a really fast car and we've had a really fast car almost every race. We've just had, you know, we've been in position a lot of times and just had mistakes, really just had things, some on my end, some on pit road and incidents on the track. So we're not surprised we're in the top five, really. We're just trying to just iron out our mistakes. Obviously, we did that at Martinsville. You know, for me personally, I think Martinsville, you know, a lot of people circled that as somewhere kind of that, yeah, I'm going to be good. But to come here and run as good as I did as tough a track, I think that all but proves that I can do it. And you know, I'm really proud of the job we did today, and it was a great day for our team.
Thank you, Josh.
Our next question is going to come from Mark Garrow. Go ahead with your question.
Thank you. I have one for Noah, one for Josh. Noah, you had a desperately bad start to the season, and you guys have put it together lately. Just how good does it feel to finally get on a roll and have that consistent speed?
Well, I think we had the consistent speed all year. It's just, you know, we just had bad results, things out of our misfortune. You know, it's in the past. It put us in a hole for starting position the following week, but we've been inching away and digging ourselves out of that hole since the beginning. But it's taken a while to get up to this point and climb out of that 20s and 30s points position. So with that being said, I think this team, you know, starting in the top five for the last couple of races, it's made my job a lot easier. I can get a better read on the race car and keep it a little cleaner. I hit the wall of lap one today. I say that I started what, fifth today. So, but yeah, no, it's been going good. Our team's really thriving and striving, and can't complain right now.
And Josh, what's the level of your frustration? You know, it's one thing to have potential. It's another to go out and prove you can do it. And you've done that and still searching for an opportunity.
Well, I think there's lots of drivers, you know, in my shoes that, you know, are frustrated. I don't think frustrated is the right word to put. You know, I'm still very thankful and grateful to be doing this. I have a great job racing, and this has been a great opportunity, and it's been so fun getting to know this whole group and all our team and Noah and Justin and Michael's team and working with them and just becoming a part of this. I mean, I'm very thankful for that opportunity. You know, but so, you know, there's lots of race car drivers that carry the frustration of knowing that, you know, they can race on Saturdays and Sundays. And, you know, for me to just get this opportunity has been huge. No matter what happens after these last four races, if I find an opportunity, you know, with JRM or somewhere else, or if I just go back racing late models, I mean, I'm just still very fortunate to be here. And be here, be at JRM as long as I've had, and finally just land this opportunity. So, you know, like I said, I'm not frustrated, but, you know, like I said on TV, man, I'm just racing for my life. I'm just doing the best I can, trying the hardest, and, you know, just trying to get noticed.
Our next question is going to come from Lee Spencer. Go ahead with your question.
Thank you. Appreciate you gentlemen joining us. Josh, the last time you were at Darlington, you knew what it was like to ride around in the back. What's, you know, if you were to explain to lay people or someone who has never driven a race car, just what's the basic difference of being able to, when you're a racer, to be able to go out there and compete or, you know, ride around top 30 all day?
Yeah, I mean, you know, even that opportunity, I think, you know, for me, I'm thankful for that opportunity. You know, I never knew, you know, that's why I've taken those opportunities here and there over the years, because you never know when that could pay off. And, you know, for me, nearly every racetrack I've been going to for the first time, with the exception of maybe a couple. And just the fact that I've been here and raced here still took that little bit of anxiety away of just knowing how it's going to feel. And even though it had been, I guess, 5 or 6 years now, you know, I'm still thankful for that opportunity and thankful to be in a really fast car. You know, I really went into this one unsure of how it would go. I mean, because this is a really tough racetrack, and you know, we did a great job.
Thank you. And Noah, just curious what the response has been from your pit crew and, you know, the guys that you've handed that bonus out to, because your guys race for bonuses, you know, a lot of the time. I mean, it makes a huge, huge difference for them. So what's the response been like for the team?
It's all positive. Everybody likes a little bonus. So, you know, it's the least I can do for those guys, and they work their tails off, you know, working late nights on into the dark and early mornings and weekends and stuff. They're really laying it out all on the table. And so I'm really thankful, but it really starts with the top down from Kelly and LW, Dale. They're great leaders of our company, and very fortunate to be able to run for them. And so, yeah, it's the least I could do is split my portions between the team. And we just got the first payment, so we're getting that in envelopes from whatever Martinsville it was, which was, seems like a long time ago. But it's a little bit of a delay. But, yeah, taking the pit crew out to eat and giving them the checks and everything, it's really appreciated, I think.
How did you – you know, what made you want to do this? Because a lot of guys never learn this in their career, and the guys that really take care of their support system, it really seems to pay off, you know, in droves down the road. And kind of what prompted you to do this?
Because we won the money, I didn't.
Gotcha.
It takes all of us, you know. And, you know, I think the driver gets the limelight, but I think the crew guys and the pit crew, it takes every single person, and every single person is important. If anything, I'm one of the most least important people on the team. So, you know, they put all the hard work, and they don't really get they don't really get put in the spotlight as they should. So, this is really the least I can do. It's not me winning. It's us. It's all of us.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Lee.
Only have time for a couple more questions. We're going to go next to Chris Knight. Go ahead with the question, Chris.
Hey, Noah, I know you said that you're ready to win, but I was just wondering if it's been irritating that you haven't won, and how do you feel about going to Dover next week in a place where you have four top tens and five starts, and is that a place where you can finally connect all the dots and get in victory lane?
Yeah, I think we've had fast cars at Dover in the past. Qualified second there in my first ever time in 2018, so feel like I like that track a lot. It's a fun one, but yeah, it doesn't really irritate me that we haven't won. Obviously, you want to win, but I'm not losing sleep over it. I know we have a great group of junior motorsports. I know we have great race cars, and I sleep like a baby at night. So, you know, if the deal doesn't happen at Homestead with two laps to go, we cruise to victory, and it's a different story. I was talking to Steve Post about this morning, and so you can't control the uncontrollable. I just try to do the best job I can do, and be prepared when I get to the racetrack, and you know, we can't do it without everybody, so it takes all of us, but I don't think we're losing any sleep on it. We're right where we need to be.
Thank you, Noah.
Thank you, Chris. Sweet picture too.
Our final question is going to come from Bob Pockris. Go ahead for the question, Bob.
Yeah, Noah, you led the most laps. Did you feel like you had the best car today and it just came down to pit stops and restarts?
We led the most laps?
I think so.
Damn. I felt like I led like 10 laps. Sweet. Yeah, it came down to pit road, and we lost a couple spots. I need to go back and look at pit road speed, and you can always do better in this sport. So I'm going to, you know, I'm kind of bummed knowing that I wasn't perfect, and that might've been the difference maker. So just got beat. It is what it is. The team did a great job all day. The picker did a great job. The dash for cash money is great, but we wanted to be racing for a win. But if it's not me in victory lane, I'm glad it's one of our teammates. Awesome day for junior motorsports. And we got the speed. We're right where we need to be, just cleaning up the small stuff, and we're going to be there.
Thank you.
Well, gentlemen, congratulations on a great run today, and good luck next week at Dover. Take care now.
Thank you.